Talk more about the start of the 2013 season. Very happy to welcome on Sean O'Hare, the former Giants and Brown center, and now with the NFL Network. He's on Twitter at SeanO'Hara60. Sean, how you been?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good to talk to you again. Starting next Wednesday, by the way, at 10 o'clock in the morning, live on NFL Network, you've got Inside Training Camp Live, which is going to provide look-ins at different practices from around the league, plus comprehensive analysis and reports from around the league. Should be a lot of fun, and that begins next Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning on the NFL Network. As a player, Sean, when you were getting ready for training camp, day or two before report day, as your career went on, what was going through your mind?
Don't fail the conditioning test. You know, that was always the dark cloud looming over your head. You know, even a couple of weeks before, you would practice it, you would run it. No matter how good a shape you were in, how much you had lifted and run, there was always that little glimmer of doubt that, oh man, what happens if I get a cramp, if my hamstring gets tight, my back gets tight? There was always that fear that something was going to happen during the condition test and you were just going to get off to that awful start for training camp. So that was always something that was on my mind. And then as a big guy, the sweat factor was always key number one when it came to practice. What was the humidity? What was the temperature? What time was practice? Those were all factors that I started keeping my eye and my mind on.
Sean, my biggest fear was trying to get to the old linemen so I could run with them. Yeah, I didn't want to get exposed with the wide receivers or the running backs. You know, coming into year two, we've talked about Ryan Tannehill. We've talked about Joe Philbin. But the expectations on Jonathan Martin, the second-year tackle, moving from the right side to the left side, going up against that premier pass rusher week in and week out, what do you think he's feeling right now going into training camp? More of a thing that he wants to go out and prove it, because he did play this position in college. What do you think's going through his mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, he played in it in college, so I think that's a feather in his cap from an experience standpoint. But pass rushers on Sunday are a heck of a lot better and a lot more dangerous than they are on Saturdays. So I think that's going to be a big transition for him. I think one of the great things for him is, you know, if I was him, every day when we had one-on-one pass rush, I would be telling Cameron Wake, come over and give me some reps, because, you know, you've got one of the best pass rushers in the NFL right now. Get your reps with him. If you can block him 50% of the time, it's going to make your Sundays a heck of a lot easier. And the second thing is, I'd be in Tannehill's ear saying, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball, because as a left tackle, the last thing you want is a quarterback that's patting the air out of the ball. We've seen a lot of young quarterbacks do that early on in their career.
Sean, can you talk about we talk about the growth and the jump that Ryan Tannehill will take here in year two. Throughout your career, you've been in that situation where you had a rookie quarterback and then he comes back year two. Talk about the growth that you've seen playing the position that you play and the difference that they bring to the huddle in year two.
Well, I think that in that second year, and certainly, you know, for Tannehill, I think he had to feel even more comfortable than most rookies last year in the fact that he had already run Sherman's offense. He had knowledge of that system. So I think in this second year for him, I think it's really going to just breed more confidence for him. And I think as a quarterback, it's one thing to step in the huddle and call a play and kind of be trying to, hey, did I memorize that play? Did I regurgitate it correctly from what I just heard from the OC? There's a difference between that and actually knowing the play and being able to say, hey, listen, we got trips right, scat right, 76 wide shallow as hook. And listen, on the hook, if you see this, make sure, you know, break to the sideline, you know, if you see this coverage. I mean, to be able to say those type of things as a veteran quarterback and understanding of the offense, I think that goes a long way for all the guys in the huddle. I think two things. Number one, everybody, it raises everybody else's level of accountability because they say, hey, look, I know if I get open, Tannehill's going to give me the ball. And the second thing is, I think it just kind of gives everybody that edge. And now on offense, you feel like we're attacking this defense. We're not being passive and that, I think, goes a long way in the NFL.
Talking to Sean O'Hara of the NFL Network on Twitter at SeanO'Hara60. I'm going to kind of combine the two questions that these guys just asked you, one about year two for Ryan Tannehill, one about Jonathan Martin going to left tackle. And I'm going to make it about Jonathan Martin year one to year two and what you think almost the fair expectations are for this guy, because we've talked a lot about how, all right, he's got that game experience now, and he looks bigger. We've seen him around. He doesn't look like the kid that he looked like last year. He looks like a bigger, tougher guy over there. I mean, is it fair to expect that he's going to be able to hold it down over there?
Well, I think he's got some big shoes to fill in stepping in for Jake Long. And, you know, I'm sure you guys were trying to figure out, you know, how the heck the Dolphins could let a guy like that go. I know there were some questions about his, you know, his injuries and all that, with, you know, with Jake Long in respect to him. I think it's going to take some time for him to really, you know, kind of get to that level that Jake Long was playing at. And I think his best friend right now is Richie Incognito. You know, he's one of the most physical guards in the NFL. I think that's going to help him. But I think, you know, it's funny, we're asking, you know, usually it's the quarterback that gets asked about first, then the old lineman. You know, you got to start off with the old lineman. I think that they're disconnected. You know, I think if Tannehill is getting rid of the football, you know, if they're staying out of third and longs, I think we're both going to be seeing the best of Jonathan Martin and the best of Ryan Tannehill. I think if first and second down they're struggling and we see Miami in third and seven and long, or third and seven plus a lot, I think Jonathan Martin's going to have a long day. And I think that's really got to be their mindset, is we've got a young left tackle. You know, let's put him in the best position to succeed. Let's throw the tight end over there at the chip end, you know, as he comes off the line of scrimmage. Let's slide to the left tackle, make sure he's got an inside presence so that he can just focus on one move. So I think there's a lot of things that Mike Sherman can do to help him, but to think that a second-year player is going to automatically step in and fill the shoes of Jake Long, who I thought was, you know, one of the better left tackles in the league, you know, I think the expectations have to be realistic, and you know, I think he'll be solid. But, you know, when I look at that division, I think he's got that going for him, because I don't really see any dominating pass rushers in that division other than the guys on his own team. The Patriots don't have a guy that can really get after a quarterback. I think Ninkovich led them in sacks with eight last year. You know, the Jets, I think the only guy that can get to the quarterback on that team is Rex Ryan himself. So, I think Buffalo, Mario Williams, we know he got paid a lot of money. It didn't really come to fruition for him last year. So, I think he's, you know, inside the division, I think he's got a chance to be successful. But again, it's going to come down to Tannehill and how is he performing on first and second down? How is he doing on third down? Is he getting rid of football?
I think that's a great point, and it's something we haven't discussed enough. Great stuff. Sean O'Hara, NFL Network. They've got the live look into training camp beginning next Wednesday, the 24th. Sean, always great to hear from you. Appreciate it, and we'll check in during the college season, get the Rutgers updates from you.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Sean O'Hara.